This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Iran and the United States have announced a prisoner swap for two men, an Iranian stem cell expert and a Chinese-American researcher, who were both released on Saturday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The U.S. released Iranian stem cell expert Masoud Soleimani in exchange for the liberation of Shiye Wang, a Chinese-American detained in Iran for 3 years on espionage charges. On Twitter, Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif uploaded a picture of him and Soleimani aboard a plane allegedly flying back to Iran. Soleimani was arrested at Chicago Airport in October 2018 for allegedly attempting to export biological materials to Iran, violating U.S. sanctions on the country over its nuclear program. Shiye Wang, meanwhile, is a Princeton University graduate who is said to have been conducting dissertation research in Iran in 2016 when he was detained.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. As federal investigators work to determine whether a Saudi aviation student was motivated by terrorism when he attacked others at a naval air station on Friday, details of his actions before the attack are emerging. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
A U.S. official briefed by investigators says the student hosted a dinner party earlier in the week to watch videos of mass shootings. And another Saudi student at that party was recording outside the building while the shooting took place. Two others watched from a car. The official says 10 Saudi students are being held at the base while several others are unaccounted for. The suspect killed 3 people before he himself was killed by a sheriff's deputy. 8 others were hurt. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Strikes continue to disrupt weekend travel across France. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Truckers striking over a fuel tax hike are disrupting traffic on highways from Provence in the southeast to Normandy in the northwest, and most trains remain at a standstill as workers vent their anger at President Emmanuel Macron's policies, in particular a plan to redesign the national retirement system. Other groups are joining the fray too, with yellow vest protesters planning demonstrations over economic injustice. As a result, tourists and shoppers are facing shuttered subway lines around a busy pre-Christmas Paris. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 23-year-old rape victim set on fire by a gang of men that included her alleged rapists has died in New Delhi. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, that's prompting protests from opposition leaders who blame the ruling party for failing to check incidents of violence against women.
All the suspected perpetrators are in custody, but her father says his family has received other threats and fears a long and drawn-out court process. 10 to 20 years, he says. He wants them to hang. His daughter has not been publicly named, but according to local media and police reports, she was attacked on her way to court on Thursday after she accused two men of raping her at gunpoint a year ago. One of them was imprisoned but recently released on bail. The other was on the run. As she boarded a train to the courthouse, the two men appeared with 3 others and doused her in kerosene. She was also beaten and stabbed. It's said that she walked almost a kilometer trying to find help before she was forced to call the police herself.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. The United States and the Taliban restarted peace negotiations Saturday, 3 months after President Donald Trump abruptly stopped the year-long process aimed at finding a political settlement with the insurgent group and ending the Afghan war. The Qatari government played host to the U.S.-Taliban dialogue before President Trump halted the talks on September 7th in retaliation for an insurgent attack against an American soldier and others. A Taliban spokesman tweeted that the two sides will continue the talks in Doha, Qatar, on Sunday. U.S. Democratic lawmakers met privately Saturday to work on the investigation into President Donald Trump, inching closer to an impeachment vote, possibly before the holiday recess. On Friday, the White House said that it would not cooperate with the remaining House impeachment proceedings against the president. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.